panoply, panorama, panpipe, pansy, aha, pansexual, knowing no boundaries of sex or gender. Sound interesting? Then join Sally on Sundays at noon for Out of the Pan. All those gender questions making you think too hard? Whether it's transgender, bisexual, polyamorous or beyond, we'll throw those questions into the pan and cook up the answers for you. So go on, push that gender envelope, only on 3CR 855am digital and 3cr.org.au.
3CR 855 AM 3CR digital 3CR.org.au 3CR on demand out of the pan with Sally, first broadcasting noon through one every Sunday afternoon. Thanks so much for your company. 3CR broadcasts from the lands of the Kulin Nations at the overlap of the Wurundjeri and Bunurong peoples, and we pay respects to elders past, present and emerging. Hello to any Aboriginal, Torres Strait Islander people, First Nations people tuning in today. And we acknowledge that all the lands on this big island were stolen and never ceded, although we now have a treaty in the area known as Victoria. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land. I'm Sally Goldner. I am your host for this hour of radio covering pansexual issues, as I like to say, knowing no boundaries of sex, gender or musical genre, but in terms of the artists today, all are out queer artists because, of course, it is Ida Hobbit Day. Happy Ida Hobbit Day to queers and allies. Woot for us. And we opened up today with the fabulous Jade Starr and Dread Circus from Gender Optimized 2.0, Supergirl Syndrome, and a great Australian queer artist indeed. And there's lots of ways to get in touch with the program on this, well, to use an old acronym from the queer community's SOGI, Sexual Orientation and Gender Identity Sunday, outofthepan855@gmail.com. You can SMS 61456751215. Twitter, Mastodon, Blue Sky, and Instagram at Sal Gold Said So. And that's the bottom line. And posts on Facebook, my page, Sally Goldner, and Out of the Pan 3CR 855 AM Melbourne. Postal address, PO Box 1277, Collingwood 3066. Any opinions I express on the show today are strictly my own. Don't think there'll be any content notes coming up today, but if there are, I'll give the numbers as needed. And as well as Ida Hobbit, well, we had a bit of a celebration on late in the week, of course, because we are tickled and giggling at the result of the Tickle versus Giggle appeal. Well done, Roxy Tickle. Your determination in this situation is absolutely uplifting, and the fact that you pursued what you believed was right, as Bill Laurie, the cricket commentator, allegedly said, and rightly so. Yes, it was direct discrimination to not let you back onto the platform once they knew you were a trans woman. And I might talk a bit more about the case and implications later in the show. But in line with the fact that it is Ida Hobbit today, and of course there are all sorts of events happening around this time, it's important that events happen at all levels, so to speak, the length, depth and breadth of community. And, well, one community that has been a pioneer in LGBTIQA+, and I want to give credit to pioneering intersex advocate Toni Briffer, who all her life has lived in the city of Hobsons Bay and was instrumental while on council in getting one of the first, if not the first, LGBTIQA+, to use today's language, advisory committee up and running. And in Hobsons Bay, as part of the Ida Hobbit celebrations, they're having a panel this coming Wednesday the 20th on community wellbeing. And I have two of the panel members joining me on the line, but on the Zoom lines, that is. I'll introduce Jackie first. Jackie, welcome, if it's okay to ask which pronouns you use, if any, and also which Aboriginal lands you're on at this time.
Hi there. I'm in Nam at the moment, and I use she, her pronouns. Jackie Roy is my name.
My baby don't care for shows. My baby don't care for clothes. My baby just cares for me. My baby don't care for colors and roses. My baby don't care for, he don't care for high tone places. Elizabeth Taylor is not his style, and even Ricky Martin's smile is something he can't see.
Let's try 17th. One more. Number four, I'm going to have to try to get, do a group call of some sort on the phone. We'll go back to another George Michael track and see if we can sort this out. Stay on the Zoom in the meantime. Live radio, listeners of all genders, 3CR.
First time ever I saw your face, I thought the sun rose in your eyes. The moon first time ever I lay with you and felt your heart so close to my love. down, forgetting on with your day. Is there a time for cold lipstick? A time for cutting hair? Is there a time for high street shopping? To find the right dress to wear? Here she comes. Heads turn around. Here she comes. Kiss and tell. Is there a time for different colors, different names you find it hard to spell? Is there a time for first communion? A time for East 17? Is there a time to turn to Mecca? Is there time to be a beauty? Here she comes. It's turn around. Here she comes. Sophia in her crown.
CR 855 AM, 3CR digital, 3cr.org.au, 3CR on demand. We're going to have one last try to see if we can get this one going. Jackie and Brody, are you there? Jackie testing live. Oh dear. Live radio listeners of all genders, I'm not exactly sure what happened, but I think finally we have it. So Brody, welcome to 3CR. And if I could get you to let me know your pronouns, if it's okay to ask, if any, and which Aboriginal lands you are on.
Absolutely. Thanks for asking, Sally. So I'm Brody. My pronouns are they, them, and I'm coming from the Bunurong country.
And Jackie, if I could get the same for you.
Hi there. My name is Jackie. My pronouns are she, her, and I'm on the Wurundjeri Wurrung land of the Kulin Nation.
Thank you so much, and thank you for your assistance and patience there. Right. So about 20 minutes ago or something, we were talking about the fact that Jackie and Brody are part of a panel discussion on community health and well-being for the city of Hobsons Bay library project, and as part of Ida Hobbit. And I might just get you each to just tell a little bit about yourselves first. Jackie, if you want to dive in, I'll go with you.
Sure. I'm an osteopath. I work in the Hobsons Bay area in Williamstown. I work a lot with patients that are part of the queer community, and particularly my aspect of the panel is about wellness and well-being, so looking at healthcare aspects within people in that area. So I guess that was majorly my addition to it, and then looking at practical ideas that we can use to help promote well-being and wellness in the area.
Sensational. And Brody, what about yourself? How did you get involved in this panel? What's your connection to it?
Yeah, so I've lived and worked in Hobsons Bay for the last 10 years. I'm an allied health professional working in Hobsons Bay. And I was also an inaugural member of the Hobsons Bay Community Liaison Group. And it has changed my life being part of this liaison group, and I've found my family within Hobsons Bay.
Absolutely. Yeah, look, that is that family of choice and community, you know, which is sort of similar in their way, which is just so important for many queer people and ties right in to a panel on community health and well-being, which leads to the panel. I mean, how did was there a sort of catalyst for the idea of this? How did it all come about? Either of you.
This panel was actually put together by the panel was actually put together by one of the Hobsons Bay libraries, which is so lovely to see our community libraries driving community and connection within our local community. And so they reached out to the Hobsons Bay Council, and the council sort of put forward some members for names, and that's how the panel's been formed.
Too excellent. Yeah, look, it's great that our libraries, which I think also, you know, we're talking community sort of left, right, centre and diagonal here. I think libraries are so critical in lots of ways in providing safe spaces for people on all sorts of levels. You know, often, you know, it can be that, you know, the, say, hour of internet that you get that could connect you with a queer service or for other people, you know, people who are neurodivergent, disabilities, many other things. That's really important as well. And, you know, also, of course, you know, if they've got a good queer section in their library, that can also be great. So I think, you know, libraries are a huge physical and, information place as well. And, of course, there could be queer CDs. Thank you, George Michael, for your extra play today. You know, that could make a difference. So, this panel has, you know, sort of come together. And you've also got two other people on the panel. Now, tell us a little about Chris and Jeremy. Whoever wants to go.
Chris, cheers. Yeah, Chris Cheers is a psychologist from the local area, and Jeremy is part of the Vic Police LGBTQIA+ community portfolio. I think he's the manager of that. And, yeah, it'll be really great to have a variety of expertise for our panel and discussion.
Yep. Look, I think it is really important to have those perspectives, you know, that, of course, you know, the more input you get, I mean, it's, you know, well established that, diversity in all its forms is important. I mean, I always say if you're running an organization and you had all the accounts in charge, you'd have the best quality financial information, but would you market things? And then if you had all marketing people in there, you'd have the best, you'd have lots of sales, but you wouldn't know what your financial position was. And of course, it extends to many other things. The more perspectives you can put in and where they're all equally valued, considered equally important, and all the rest of it, then that's so important, you know, to get that. And so it's a really interesting interaction, you know, health professionals, grassroots community people, police. And, you know, look, I'm sure one of our listeners might say, look, you know, there's perspectives about police and queer communities, and that's a huge debate for another time. But I'll acknowledge, you know, that where there can be positives, particularly in these difficult times for queer people, we do need the police to keep doing better so we can feel safe. And so there's all of those perspectives. And, you know, sort of tease us a little. What sort of things might you drill into some detail more? What sort of things might you discuss on the panel? For either of you who want to go, yeah.
Ideally, everything we're talking about on the panel is how we can really make sure that our community within Hobsons Bay, but all the lessons will be applicable to everyone, but how do we really make sure that people feel safe? And so, and this is why we bring such a diverse range of people onto the panel. We've got health clinicians, we have the police members as well, is that this is now a group effort about how do we make our community feel safe in what is a challenging time for a lot of people. So a lot of that will be focusing on, you know, what perspectives can we bring from our workplaces? What can we do and see around our local community so that people feel comfortable and safe and valued walking down the street? Lots of practical examples for how people can create safety for each other and for allies as well.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, you know, sort of safety in this time is, of course, very multifaceted. I mean, it's not, you know, it's sad that we even have to talk about physical safety for queers in public. But of course, it's not just not having negatives, you know, so, and even verbal, you know, verbal slurs, that sort of thing. It's how we can make it feel positive. So, in a sense, you know, sort of paradoxically, we almost wouldn't have to think about safety. And if it's, I'm going to say, if it's okay to ask each of you this, and I'll go with you first, Brody, you know, on a scale of say 0 to 10, to use the simplistic way to put it, where 0 is feeling totally unsafe and 10 is feeling really, really awesome, how safe do you, can I ask how safe you might feel on average in walking around City of Hobsons Bay?
I'm probably a 9 in Hobsons Bay.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful place to live. And I think the community in the last 5 years have done a lot of work to not just create safety, but to celebrate diversity.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. Once we start building the positives out there, we value and celebrate, that's the thing that gives you that, you know, it's just, you know, you just, I don't know, you can somehow, I mean, depending on how one takes in their sensory information, and we're all different on that front. I was discussing with you off air to where I've moved in the last few months. You can almost feel it in some ways, but you sense it, feel it, whichever. We can get into the physiology of that until all the bovine creatures have come home. But it is really, really important. I'm glad to hear that you feel that way. And Jackie, if it's okay, can I put the same question to you about the 0 to 10 scale? Where would you put yourself?
I think I agree with Brody in that it has felt like a safer space for me to be in the time that I've been there. I've been working in the area for about 7 or 8 years now. And obviously a lot has changed in that time. But that there is, while there are a lot to celebrate about how far we have come, that we do have to work together to make sure that we're still shifting a needle and we're not resting on our laurels. Because it isn't enough to just be, like, it's great that we're, if we're feeling safe, but to also feel respect and be able to find access to places to gather. I think that that's the major part for me is wanting even more out of the spaces that we gather in and the spaces that we do get. It's not enough to just be alive and grateful for being alive for me. I think that we can strive for more. Yeah.
Look, I agree with that. And I think the thing is that, you know, one of the things that I get annoyed by, to put it mildly, is when some politicians will say, oh, there are people worse than you overseas. That's not relevant. And the thing is, a panel like this, which says, what can we do to give best practice, keeps us lifting and talking to many people who do more things overseas over the years. When they do see good examples emerge, a number of things, it gives them a boost, saves them having perhaps to reinvent a wheel. And we all know that queer communities and within the queer communities, various parts don't get enough funding, all that sort of thing. So it can be very, very, it's great leadership that Hobson's Bay is having such an awesome panel, and great that there is this sort of diverse perspectives on it, which is, really, really good. So, anything else you'd like, either of you would like to add about the panel that, we haven't touched on so far?
I think for me, it's really exciting to see a panel by this provided by community and council. If I think back to 8 years ago when I possibly needed to see a panel like this the most, it didn't exist in my local community. I probably would have had to go across the city to Brunswick to feel community. And it's just really lovely to hopefully touch some people that also might be needing to see some representation, and then be able to just, you know, come along on Wednesday night and just sit and listen to an experienced community.
Yeah. Oh, look, it is that.
Yeah, I think that sorry.
No, you got in. No, I charged
I
in
think
there.
Within the. Yeah. I think within. Queer spaces and the ways that they get looked at from the outside, I think that there's this like monolith kind of thing of it needing to look like one particular image, and that we are, I guess, really lucky that we're able to kind of bring parts of our community together to create a really multifaceted and diverse community space, but having those people actually come together in the same spaces is maybe the trickier part to actually functionally create, because it does kind of feel like there's this disjointedness among other parts of the community that it is about pulling it all together. And I think that that's what excited me a lot about this panel, is the idea of pulling the parts of our community that have been feeling like they're separated from each other into a similar space.
Yeah, no, it is really good that way. Well, I mean, the sort of same sort of principles apply. People communicate, more effective development of ideas, not reinventing wheels, cooperation, networks, all those sort of things start flooding through, which is really important. I can, on the Zoom screen here, I can see Brody nodding furiously at that. Do you have anything to bounce back off that with, Brody?
I really love diversity of thought, and I sometimes like having a space or a panel where you might even have a polarizing opinion, and that can be a nice challenge to people's brains, to challenge the status quo or how we're thinking or why are we segregated at times, you know, in a world where we're full of different minorities, why aren't we bringing us all together and celebrating us together? There's power in togetherness rather than division.
Absolutely. So I think a critical thing that comes out of it is people go on about, oh, do we say this? Don't we say that? I think it's about process. And I think when people engage with, we'll say, sincerity and, you know, can build trust and build a safe process, underline highlight, italics, 48, 96 font, whatever, that process, I think, of the communication. You can ask what might be called, in inverted commas, difficult questions, but it has to be done carefully. And I think by having a range of people, a range of identities, and having empathy, a discussion like this can, you know, bear a huge amount of fruit. So is, you know, is really, really important. And, you know, the one thing I was going to ask both of you, which just came back to mind, is do you think there are any, you know, sort of, you know, sort of in simple terms, any similarities, differences, any points in between for Hobson's Bay compared to other parts of Melbourne? Do you think there's different, you know, you touched on, you know, how you, you know, you might have had to have gone to Brunswick to find community a few years ago. You know, sort of what sort of things stand out for Hobson's Bay in your in each of your own experiences at this point? Jackie, you might come in here.
I think that maybe the major thing might just be access in terms of spaces where people can gather. In that there's many new great spaces that have opened up on the east side, and I think that part of that does come down to like how much a council can fund into creating those spaces. The West has been historically underfunded across multiple areas. So, and it's easy to see the ramifications of that in those areas. And I think that it then allows for, you know, people feeling like they can't ask for more. And I think in regards to what we do have access to here in the West, it's mostly, I think, a lot of spaces that are made by people who are really pushing the needle themselves. They're working really hard to drive that change and to create that change, often at the cost of themselves and or maybe their business that they're making or something. But I'm just thinking of Pride of Our Footscray and spaces like that, which still have their own limitations. It's a staircase to get up into the space. Yeah. It's an alcoholic space too. That's not really going to suit everybody or every age. But they put, you know, as their own space, are putting themselves out there to make sure that they're creating it to be as welcoming as possible, which is so awesome to see that more places and spaces that can accommodate for the diversity of our community needs are probably the major thing I'm noticing as the difference between that. Not to make it a West versus East side thing, but, you know, the West does, I think, seem to still be on the back foot.
Yeah, right. Similarities.
Yeah, that sums that up really nicely, Jackie. It is, it's 101 access to a queer space. And this is not just within Hobson's Bay, but this is Wyndham Vale Council, this is Maribyrnong Council, all over the West. We probably have one or two proper queer spaces, but they are not entirely accessible themselves. It's also, if we think about the West, you know, it's a much younger demographic coming through now as well. There's lots of young families, which I think is starting to turn the tide. It's also, though, our Western community is, like, if you think about the health and the disease burden and the socioeconomic status of the West, we're entirely different to the population that's in the East. And I think, you know, the more funding we can get to help each other and the more understanding we have about all of our diversity, not just LGBTIQA+, but also our cultural diversity, you know, every form of diversity we have, we tick those boxes in the West, and it's a brilliantly unique community, and I love living here for that reason. But I think we are, given all of that, we are inherently underfunded.
You've raised, you know, a really good point. I'm going to bring in a memory from, well, it seems like a long time ago, when I first began to get involved in queer communities, in way back in that thing called the 1990s, before we had this wacky internet that 99% of the time works so well, and technology. I joined Seahorse Club at Victoria, a long-running trans group, and in those days we didn't have things like Adobe Acrobat, so we'd have a monthly magazine. It was the committee's job to get together and sort it into postal districts, which covered suburbs, regions of Melbourne, and there were always these huge piles for the south and eastern suburbs, where because people were able to connect more and perhaps had the research type of skills or whatever it is to look for things, whereas the northern and western suburbs, it was like two envelopes each or something. So it is this long-running systemic disadvantage, and I think it's I think that's gonna, I must admit, I can't remember backwards the LGBTIQA plus, now the Zoom's dropped out. It's one of those days. I'm just going to try and get Jackie and Brody back on, but I'll keep talking. I'm just going to say it's this long-running systemic advantage, and I just don't know if the if this is part of the LGBTIQA plus strategic planning that was made, whether we have recognised this ongoing disadvantage between north and west and south and east, which obviously began to change in the 70s with the Westgate Bridge being built. It did seem to connect our sides of town more. It has been this ongoing issue, and it is a huge issue that we have this situation that keeps happening. I think for every reason I'd better wrap it up there, because I'm just about out of time on the show today, and I'm sorry, more technical hitches. The Zoom dropped out this time, so sorry, Jackie, that I can't say goodbye to you on air, but thank you for your time. Brody has come back in. Brody, thanks for your time. Of course, the main thing is when, and Jackie is back, when and where is the panel happening exactly, specifically, time, date and place?
We would love everyone to come and attend, please, not just those within Hobson's Bay. So it is this Wednesday night, the 20th of May at 6:30 p.m. It is in the Newport Community Hub. If you would like to come along, if you go onto the Hobson's Bay Library website and you can search Community Wellbeing Panel, there's a link to register and it has all the details there.
Cool. That is awesome. Jackie, just to make sure I've got everything covered, Brody's just given the details. We've talked about the systemic disadvantage that's existed for a long time between north and west and south and east, which you brought up first. Just any last thoughts from yourself?
Not really. I'm really excited to, hear from different people. And, I do really want people to come to this event to push back against us and let us know their own opinion. It's really easy to be on the microphone. I think it's harder to speak up against that. So please come.
Cool. All right. And let's get people of queer and all intersectionalities there, people of colour, disabilities, people of all ages, because every little perspective is the 1% that adds up to 100%. Brody and Jackie, thanks for your time today and your patience with everything. Much appreciated. I'll let you get back to your Sunday, and all the best for the panel on Wednesday.
Thanks, Sally.
See ya.
Thank you, Sally.
Bye. Brody and Jackie, two of the panelists for the City of Hobson's Bay Library panel discussion, which comes up on Wednesday. I'm just going to play a couple of quick messages and then we will wrap up the show. 3CR 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3CR.org.au, 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan with Sally.
Out of the Pan thanks Go Kindly for their sponsorship of this program. Go Kindly creates high-quality, locally made bedding, donating 50% of profits to support women and gender diverse people experiencing housing stress. Check out gokindly.com.au and take their pillow quiz.
CR is about community, and we welcome your participation at the station.
3CR is open to a wide diversity of volunteers and is a great way to connect with Melbourne's activist community.
Have you ever thought about volunteering, doing a reception shift, getting a program on air,
training in radio skills, or contributing to one of the station's committees?
There are many ways to be involved at 3CR.
To find out more, go to 3cr.org.au and get in touch.
3CR, 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3cr.org.au, 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan with Sally. I'm just about to wrap up the show. Thanks to Roving Reporter for your help with the technology, and thanks to unknown person who messaged in saying you could hear. One of those days. Coming up at 1 o'clock is Freedom of Species, and today they're talking about an interesting documentary, amongst other things, as they cover all things animal advocacy, vegan and vegetarian. Their topic is they're going to be discussing the documentary Christspiracy and Religion and Animals More Generally. Looking forward to that one. And 2 o'clock is Rotations, 3 o'clock Queering the Air, 4 o'clock Salaam Radio Show. Roving has also messaged in congratulations to Delta at Eurovision making the grand final, and I'm not going to give spoilers. I actually don't know what happened, so haven't seen the performance yet, so I can't. Anyway, for anyone who wasn't up at 5 a.m. to watch our fabulous Delta do it. And of course, just to quickly to come back to the great news on Tickle versus Giggle, the case that was finalised, I shouldn't say finalised at this stage, an appeal lost by Giggle app and Sal Grover, an app that banned a trans woman because she, in their words, wasn't a woman. And the case found on appeal that after Roxy Tickle reapplied, and was not admitted, that was direct discrimination. So it's pretty much locked in at this point. Now, it is possible, it is alleged that Grover and Giggle are well-resourced and might try to go to the High Court. Now, I haven't had time to read the judgment backwards, so don't know what the go is there, but whether there's avenue for appeal, but we'll have to wait and see on that. The thing is, the Federal Liberal Party, much to their stupidity, has tried to say that they will do some legislation if they win government. Well, that's a damn big if. But the thing is, it would have to get through the Senate and other things. And it should be pointed out, Liberal Party, if you're listening, that in the lead up to last year's federal election, Equality Australia found that 90% of Australians don't want trans people used as a political football. So, if you want to use trans people as a political football, do so at your own peril. And I think you'll, if to use a football analogy, kick an own goal and kick the ball in your face. But if you want to do that, then that is my personal opinion, and you do that. I had better get out of here. I'm going to raid all of 3CR's chamomile and peppermint tea cupboards to regroup myself after the hitches today. Thanks again to our listeners for your help. Live radio at its extreme. Let's see if we can get one CD to work as part of the queer music that I wanted to play today. Here is a track from the album Jesus and His Judgmental Father, and a track called Kings and Queens. We love all queer royalty. Once again, happy Ida Hobbit to everybody. I'll wish it to everybody who wants to celebrate it. Queer and Allies, take it out today with Kings and Queens. Thanks for tuning in to Out of the Pan. I'm Sally Goldner. Stay difficult and stay happy. Catch you next week.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.